Evans slept for a while, restless, his body sore. He couldn't find a comfortable position to rest. Intermittently, he would wake up, groggy. One time he thought he heard Kenner talking to Sarah. "Let's remember where we live," Kenner was saying. "We live on the third planet from a medium-sized sun. Our planet is 5 billion years old, and it has been changing constantly all during that time. The Earth is now on its third atmosphere. The first atmosphere was helium and hydrogen. It dissipated early on because the planet was so hot. Then, as the planet cooled, volcanic eruptions produced a second atmosphere of steam and carbon dioxide. Later, the water vapor condensed, forming the oceans that cover most of the planet. Then, around 3 billion years ago, some bacteria evolved to consume carbon dioxide and excrete a highly toxic gas, oxygen. Other bacteria released nitrogen. The atmospheric concentration of these gases slowly increased. Organisms that could not adapt died out. Meanwhile, the planet's land masses, floating on huge tectonic plates, eventually came together in a configuration that interfered with the circulation of ocean currents. It began to get cold for the first time. The first ice appeared 2 billion years ago. And for the last 700,000 years, our planet has been in a geological ice age, characterized by advancing and retreating glacial ice. No one is sure why, but ice now covers the planet every 100,000 years, with smaller advances every 20,000 or so. The last advance was 20,000 years ago, so we're due for the next one. And even today, after 5 billion years, our planet remains amazingly active. We have 500 volcanoes and an eruption every 2 weeks. Earthquakes are continuous. 1.5 million a year. A moderate Richter 5 quake every 6 hours. A big earthquake every 10 days. Tsunamis race across the Pacific Ocean every 3 months. Our atmosphere is as violent as the land beneath it. At any moment, there are 1,500 electrical storms across the planet. 11 lightning bolts strike the ground each second. A tornado tears across the surface every 6 hours. And every 4 days, a giant cyclonic storm, hundreds of miles in diameter, spins over the ocean and wreaks havoc on the land. The nasty little apes that call themselves human beings can do nothing except run and hide. For these same apes to imagine they can stabilize this atmosphere is arrogant beyond belief. They can't control the climate. The reality is, they run from the storms.